For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. San Bernardino County administered the first doses of COVID-19 vaccines Wednesday afternoon, offering some hope for healthcare workers who have been working tirelessly for nearly a year. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
Just 6 hours after over 15,000 Pfizer vaccine doses arrived in San Bernardino County, the very first shot was given to ICU nurse Sonia Harrell at Arrowhead Regional Medical Center.
For me, it means an end in sight to something we've been dealing with since March. So I'm really excited about it.
Harrell was one of five high-risk frontline healthcare workers who were selected to be the first to receive the vaccine. The arrival is welcome news as the percentage of available ICU beds across Southern California fell to 0.5% Wednesday. Andrew Goldfrack, Arrowhead Regional COO.
It's absolutely exciting, and through a coordinated effort, literally the same time that we were delivering our doses to Arrowhead, we were delivering them to all the 18 hospitals within the county, whether by air or by truck. This way, all the hospitals are able to get their allocation today to begin their vaccinations of their frontline staff all across the entire county.
With over 112,000 healthcare workers in San Bernardino County, officials say it will take several weeks before they all receive their first dose. About 30,000 more Pfizer doses are expected in each of the coming weeks. Riverside County anticipates the arrival of its first shipment of vaccine on Friday. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
An Inland Empire woman pleaded guilty Wednesday to a federal criminal charge for fraudulently obtaining more than $500,000 in COVID-related unemployment benefits for herself. Kara Marie Kirk-Connell, 32, of Menifee, pleaded guilty to a single-count information, charging her with use of an unauthorized access device. According to her plea agreement, Kirk-Connell knowingly used approximately 50 unauthorized access devices involving stolen personal identifiable information, such as dates of birth and social security numbers, to apply for unemployment insurance benefits in the names of other people. Using Kirk-Connell's false and fraudulent applications, she obtained from the California Employment Development Department multiple debit cards that contained more than $500,000 in COVID-related unemployment benefits to which she was not entitled, the plea agreement states. Kirk-Connell admitted she knew people who accessed the dark web to purchase stolen identities that she used to then file fraudulent claims with EDD. She further admitted to watching YouTube videos that instructed viewers on how to commit EDD fraud. When arrested by Murrieta police during a traffic stop, she possessed 8 EDD debit cards in other people's names. This story came to us from Inland News Today. Teachers, first responders, and grocery and restaurant workers were among those recommended Wednesday to get the next round of scarce vaccines in California. So were florists and sawmill operators, who fall into the same broad category of those deemed essential workers. Healthcare workers in long-term care facilities are now getting the first round of vaccines. State advisory committees are divvying up the next round of about 8 million doses expected early next year. They settled on three broad sectors in no particular order. They are 1.4 million education and child care providers, 1.1 million emergency services providers, and 3.4 million food and agricultural workers. A California judge has extended an order exempting San Diego strip clubs from state pandemic-related restrictions, a setback for Governor Gavin Newsom in his efforts to make his orders stick. The scope of San Diego Superior Judge Joel Wolfell's preliminary injunction appeared to extend far beyond the two clubs that sued the state to potentially all of the thousands of restaurants in San Diego County, the state's second largest county after Los Angeles. Michael Workman, a spokesman for San Diego County, said county attorneys were meeting to decipher the ruling and determine what's next. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.